Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You have a mute button. What the fuck?
Let's go. Halala Show, welcome to a special version of Lecheka.
Yep. Happy Pride, everybody. We all know that it is Pride Month, but we also know that Pride doesn't just end here. It is all year round, all of our lives. So today, that will be the theme of our episode. And we asked you a couple of questions online on our Instagram and Facebook. And we're going to talk about that. Okay. Yeah. This is all about you.
Sakto last day of Pride Month.
Yes, of course.
So we're gonna answer some Gazza question. We asked you for some Pride related Gazza question, and then on Facebook, on our Facebook group, we posted. What was the prompt that you posted, Rika G?
Basically, I just opened the floor for anything that they want to say, and I also posed the question: what did you learn about the LGBTQIA+ community recently that you can share to the Leche fans? And thankfully, a number of Leche fans commented down the thread, and one person also messaged us privately.
Nice. We might not get through all of them, but we'll try our best. But let's start with Gat as a question.
Okay.
This one from Janelle is asking, who is someone in the LGBT community that you look up to most and why?
Okay. Is it like a, are they saying like a famous person?
Or I'm not sure. I guess someone in the community, you know, someone who maybe advocates for the LGBTQ rights and stuff, or maybe just someone part of the LGBTQ community who you look up to?
Well,
I'm not really sure.
Yeah. When it comes to like an influencer or a famous person, not really sure. However, I do want to say my sister. So my sister is a proud lesbian. And I remember that growing up, she never really hid anything from anybody, from my parents. She never really had that idea that she had to hide who she was. And kind of made me guilty because at a certain point in my life, I was hiding who I was, you know, being a bisexual. And I'm like, I was so confused and I don't want to call myself that at one point. But then it kind of made me realize, you know, talking to my sister, bakit siya kaya niya ako, hindi ko kaya. And it seemed like her life is fine. Nice. You know, her life is fine. So, you know, it kind of encouraged me to just live my truth. And it doesn't really matter if, you know, you say, you know, like formally to your parents or to your friends, because for her, honestly, it was so great because she would just like live her life.
I love it. I love it. I don't really know like who are the ones that kind of advocate, but in part of the community who I really love is Bretman Rock. I don't know if that counts. Does that count?
Oh, of course.
Like Bretman Rock, like is unapologetic about who he is. And it's like, he gives no fucks. So I love the way that he's just himself. And I think that I mean, I've seen him post during Pride Month, et cetera. I don't know if he goes to like, you know, mga marches and whatever, but I think he's a big influence in the community and has helped out a lot of people. I'm guessing, I'm not really 100% sure, but I love Bretman Rock. So I don't know if that's a good answer or not, but yeah.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, he does advocate for, you know, the community. And actually just recently, he was the cover of Nylon magazine.
Oh, yeah.
And he talked about, you know, how important it is to, you know, have somebody in the LGBTQIA+ community in the cover of a major magazine.
For real, man.
Right?
For real. All right. Moo, let's move on. There's two questions which are kind of in the same vein. The first question is, move out na lang ba talaga ang solution sa homophobic parents/household? And the other question is, how do you educate your parents/boomers if they can't understand some or most of the LGBTQIA+ stuff? So kind of similar. I guess we could tackle two questions at once. I personally, I can't speak for, because I am part of the LGBTQ, like, you know, I'm a, what do you call it? Ally?
You're an ally.
Yeah. But I'm not gay or trans or anything. So I haven't really had to deal with that at home. So I can't really.
You're saying you're a cis male.
Is that what it is?
I guess so.
Hetero cis male, I guess is what. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I can really answer that, but I don't know. I've seen on Twitter, like, stories of people who've come out and then they weren't accepted. And then eventually the parents came around. So it doesn't seem like that's the only option, moving out, whatever. But I don't know how to make it work. You know what I mean? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's a very specific situation, because I have seen, and personally, I felt like my relationship with my parents were, what do you call that? It became better when I moved out. Mm-hmm. Is that the right grammar? I feel like it's wrong grammar. Yeah. But anyway, it was better when I moved out. But I'm not sure if that's the case with you guys. It might, mm-hmm. you know, it might have a different effect with you guys. So it's really up to you, as long as whatever your decision, you stand by it. You know, nobody forced you into it. Nobody forced you to move out. Nobody forced you to stay in your household. Mm-hmm. Whatever you decide, I feel like as long as you stand by it, that is the right decision. Mm. But when it comes to the other question, what was the question again?
The parents, like, is that the only solution for boomers and parents who don't really support LGBTQIA+? Is moving out the only solution?
There's another question.
Oh, the other one was, how do you educate your parents in that sense?
I have a suggestion. Mm-hmm. I don't, like I said, I'm really not sure if this will work, but I mean, you can always try. It's available for everybody. My parents are very traditional, mm-hmm. and especially my mom is very religious. And you know, from history, we know that there is some sort of resistance when it comes to accepting the LGBTQ community, mm-hmm. When it comes to, you know, people who are deeply religious, right?
Yes.
However, hopefully that's changing already. We see some changes, but there was this one time that my parents were very open into watching a documentary about Angie King and Joey Mead, because it was presented in a way that it was more of like parang pop culture-ish. You know, it was very entertaining. It wasn't very deep or dark. It wasn't very dark. It was more welcoming. My parents were very open into watching it.
I
feel like, I feel like anything that, you know, parang integrates it with pop culture, it's easier to digest. Mm-hmm. So I felt like that's the reason why my parents kind of watched it, because they were also entertained by that documentary. I remember even after watching the documentary, I was actually a little scared, because I thought they were going to be, you know, spewing hate or just judging them. But after, we had like a full-on Q&A. Like, okay, so it is possible for you to become a transgender woman and stay with your female partner. And they were having all these questions that obviously I cannot answer. Mm-hmm. But I did my best, you know, to have an open conversation with them. And even told them that, Mom, you know, everything is on the internet. You can definitely watch. And after that, my parents watched more videos about them, and not just about their relationship, even about their, you know, their jobs and their businesses. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty cool. Yeah. I always look back at that memory fondly, because I was shocked a little. I'm not saying that, you know, they're bad people or anything. It was a new experience for me, and I was really pleased with their reaction. And another thing is, I remember watching Work the World, the RuPaul's drag queens, mm-hmm. coming here. They have a show, right?
Yeah.
And I remember there were these two lovely women in front of us, and they didn't actually know that it was a drag show. But I saw them have an interaction with another person right beside them, asking them question, excuse me, can we ask what this is? Am I being rude? And I heard the person beside them answer, no, actually, that's the best thing that you can do is to ask questions. Mm-hmm. And it ended up, they enjoyed the show.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. It's a fun show, man. I wish I could have watched it.
It was fun. My favorite performance was Kim Chi. Oh my God. Oh gosh. But yeah, I think that's like one of the ways that you can introduce or maybe open the conversation. It's probably with pop culture, pop media.
There we go. Thank you to Ariel and Andrea for those questions.
How about you? Don't you have any thoughts on that?
Well, my mom, I'm fortunate enough to have a mom that kind of was very, I mean, I remember specifically saying, or my mom saying to me, I don't know what the context was. I think I was young and I said, Mom, what if I was bakla? I said that, like, what if I was gay? I remember seeing that when I was, I don't know how old I was, but she says, oh, it's okay. I love you no matter what. So it was never really something that I had to kind of face or whatever. I was lucky enough to have a very supportive mom. So I don't really know. I think your answer suffices. Like, I think your answer is good enough for both of us. Moo, let's do maybe one or two more before we read people's things. Here's one from Japs who asked, what would be your reaction, or what was your reaction to if your friend has come out to you as gay or bi? Have you had an experience like that, Rika G? I have not. I have not had a friend come to me and say, JC, I'm gay. JC, I'm lesbian. I've never had that experience. I've just kind of met people who are part of the LGBTQ community already, who are already out. I've never really had someone who was in the closet and then came out to me. So I've not.
I guess it would be such a what do you call that? Like an important experience also, because you know that you've been friends with them for a long time and they felt like you needed to know. It would be such a great privilege, I guess, also a responsibility for you to react appropriately. Right? Yeah.
Should you react like, how would I, because for me, if somebody came up, like if one of my friends came out to me, I'd be like, oh, that's cool, dude.
Yeah, same. I would just be like, well, okay.
I don't know if I'd be like, what would I say?
I'm not going to
congratulations or something. I'd be like, yeah, cool. I love you.
But if they do want to celebrate, right? Yes. If they do want to celebrate something, I would celebrate with them. You want a drink? Sure, no problem. But, you know, if it's like they just really want to let me know.
Right. One of my favorite things, the one that you recommended to me, I don't know how people feel about David Dobrik now, but one of the vlogs that he had before, you remember that one, right? Where his
I'm coming out.
Yeah, the coming out party of his friend. I don't know his friend, Filipino guy.
Yeah.
That vlog was so like uplifting and such a fun, like very uplifting vlog.
And,
stuff like that. I mean, that would be cool, right? That would be cool to throw a party.
That would be cool, actually, because he got a car.
At the end of
the- I would love to have a car.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, like I said, if my friend wants to celebrate, go ahead. I do actually in that documentary that my parents watched about Joey and Angie, they did open up about their friends reacting in sort of a negative way when they, you know, when they opened up about their sexuality and who they are. I'm not trying to offend anybody. Sometimes I have a hard time understanding, you know, those kinds of people. I mean, the reasoning was because I've been friends with them for the longest time and I felt like they were, you know, lying or hiding or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, but now they're not. And I'm not saying that they're bad people for reacting that way. It's just that kasi from
the inception of time.
No. Since I was a kid, maybe because I was in an all-girls school and I was early, you know, I was exposed to that kind of experiences in such an early age. For me, it was such a, okay, girls love girls. Girls like girls. And I'm sure from that, I thought boys can also like boys, probably, right? As a kid, right? Mm-hmm. So I never really had that, you know, resistance na parang, this is a bad thing. No.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe that's also why I thought na parang I really cannot understand those, you know, the people who react negatively towards their friends, especially.
There we go.
But like I said, I'm not saying they're bad people. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, this is all a learning
experience.
You know, we're all learning in this life.
Exactly. All right. Let's do one more. Moo. This one from Angie who's asking, have you ever fallen prey to homophobic, you know, like peer pressure or homophobic, like, what do you call that? Homophobic thoughts or words, et cetera, et cetera. I have an answer for that.
Okay.
Because I went to an all boys school, and I won't lie to you, there was a lot of testosterone and a lot of misogynistic guys in boys school. I think whoever, if anyone out there has been to a boys school, I think you would kind of get where I'm coming from. So there was a tendency to pick on, I guess, guys who were maybe more who weren't as, you know, like manly testosterone kind of guys. And they would call them yung mga name, you're gay, mga ganun. And, you know, I was not educated on that whole thing. Like, I remember when I was maybe 10, 11 years old, one of the parang bullying, words that we would use was, you're so gay, ganun. And I'll admit that I used those words before because I didn't really know better. And I wasn't really thinking about like the whole, you know, the whole community and stuff. You know, when you're young and whatever, you kind of, I feel like there's a tendency to just follow along with the crowd. And it's wrong. You know, I want to just admit that it's wrong and that, you know, I'm apologetic about it, but I don't want to lie about it as well, because I feel like it's something that I see with young kids nowadays as well. I mean, you see on comments online, on TikTok, even when I play Call of Duty, I'll run into kids, because sometimes when you kill someone in Call of Duty, you can hear their last few words, like you can hear like the last few seconds. And, you know, two of the most common things you hear are the N-word and like slurs towards usually gay guys. So that's so gay, or they say F-A-G.
I don't know if that's a bad. Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, okay. You know, so it's stuff like that, that it's something that happens, I think, with all young kids, and they're exposed to it. And so I don't know how to correct that in the future for younger kids. How do you educate them? Do you just have to grow up? I feel like, cause I had to grow up, right, to kind of know. I didn't learn the right way to handle these things, or, you know, I didn't understand how wrong it was until I was a little bit older. So what do you think about it?
I guess that's why it's important to have that conversation constantly in every way possible, you know, especially the things that we do, like even on Instagram, if you can talk about it, having a better conversation about the LGBTQ community, since a lot of people are on Instagram, a lot of people are on TikTok, diba? Parang that's, I say, you can't really go one by one, by person, na parang this is how you do it, or this is how you, you know, these are the words that you should use. So, you know, to constantly expose yourself and other and the people around you, I feel like that could make a difference.
Yeah. Or just starting with the people around you. Like if you happen to hear your little cousins or little, say it, you know, pull them aside and tell them, that's wrong. Don't use that language. Don't use those words. It's, it's something like that. So yeah, admittedly in the past, I've used words like that because I wasn't educated enough on it, but that was a
like
long
you time. Said, naman kasi, like you weren't educated and then you were educated, which means that is the way.
Yeah.
Right. That's the way, is to educate people. And hopefully, I mean, that's our goal really with this podcast.
Yes.
Obviously, there are a bunch of other, you know, resources that you guys can also listen to, especially there are experts out there. And yeah, cool. Well, as for me, I would just like to say, yes, actually, I have experienced that, but mostly internalized homophobia. Like I told you, there was a part there was a point in my life where I had to tell other people that, because I had a girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
I had to tell other people that, no, that was just a phase. You know, I just really wanted to try it. And honestly, looking back, I regret saying those words because it is so dangerous. It is so dangerous for, you know, to say that about, you know, my experience. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, I'm also a little thankful that I didn't say it in like a larger scale, like this podcast or the radio show.
Right.
But I remember telling, you know, my, like my siblings and some of my friends saying that, me saying that it's just an, you know, I was just experimenting. But no, I honestly, I want to go back and say, no, I'm a fucking bisexual woman. Okay. I'm attracted to both genders and I'm not going to apologize for it. But like we said, I mean, like, you know, like what people say, it's, you know, hindsight is 20/20.
Yeah.
But moving forward, yeah, I do kind of regret saying that. And I won't be saying that.
There we go.
Yeah, I had that kind of experience, like internalized homophobia, yes, I guess.
Yes. All right. Moo, that's the goddess of question for today. Oh, okay. Do you have something? Do you have something?
No. We're moving on to the, from the Facebook page, right?
Yeah, the open floor discussion that we had.
Yes.
We asked, what did you learn about the LGBTQIA plus community recently that you can share to the Lecce fans? Also, we wanted to share, like, you know, the, what you can learn from each other as well. So let's just read a couple of these. Rika,
you okay. Go ahead. So Ulysses says, hi, I'm Tino. He, him, hui. Yun yung pronouns niya. I hope the learnings and spirit of pride doesn't get confined to just the 30 days of June. Like the rainbow, it must go round and should not end. So that's better really
rainbow
nice.
Emoji might better end yung it, whatever.
Yeah. Christopher says, hi, I'm Kenneth, he, him. I would just like to share, I'm a gay guy and I have a tomboy / lesbian partner. I am turning 35 this year and honestly, I'm still trying to figure out about things about myself. Even though things may be confusing sometimes, one thing is for sure, I'm proud of who I am and of the person that I love. Love is love.
Love that is so is
cool.
Love.
Next, JR, Jesus Maria. I just wanted to tell everyone that hindi lang pang gay peeps ang pride. It's a celebration of acceptance, diversity, coexistence, and love. It is not just about the month of June, but the entirety of life. Kaya mga mahal, happy pride, go lang ng go, iyakap ng mahigpit. Aw, hugs. Aja, she, her. Just want to hype out the minorities of the minority, the QIA++, which means ACEs, intersex, eros, gender fluid, etc. I'm here to validate all of your experiences or lack thereof and to gently remind that your platonic relationships are just as important and rewarding as the romantic and sexual ones the majority has. There is absolutely no need to conform with amatonormativity.
What does that mean? I have to Google that.
Yeah, let's look it up. How you decide to participate in love, whether at an arm's length, vicariously through others, or front and center in an active choice that is yours. Happy Pride all 364 and 1/4 days of the year. P.S. You deserve to take up space in the gender discourse. That is a nice message. Thank you, Aja.
I have the definition here, Rikichi.
Okay, go ahead.
Amatonormativity. Is a term coined by Arizona State University professor of philosophy Elizabeth Brake to capture societal assumptions about romance. The term does not necessarily only involve social pressures for marriage, but general pressures involving romance. So there we go. Learn something new.
There we go.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And I really like the last line, you deserve to take up space in the gender discourse, because, you know, even, you know, anybody as an ally, part of the community, as long as we keep the conversation going, mm-hmm. I'm sure it's towards something great, right?
Nice.
Maybe a couple more.
Yeah, so a couple more.
Couple more. Diane says, hi, I'm Yanni, a bisexual butterfly. I love expressing my femininity without having to explain my sexual preference. I hope one day we won't have to feel like we owe the world reasons why we are the way we are. Sharing this crochet top I made for Pride Month. And you guys can look at the photo on the Facebook page. Nice. It's cute.
And here's one from Diego. Diego, okay. He, him, his. I guess I want to echo what Inti from Drag Race España says about how she doesn't need a doctor's certificate to tell the world she's trans. Because her telling us is proof enough. Oftentimes, we demand people to provide evidence of queerness or straightness, but what really matters is the goodness of their heart. Preach.
Preach. I love it. Preach. And then last one, Jay. He, his, him. I'm more than my sexual preferences. I'm more than my gender expression. I'm more than my gender identity. But it's challenging when I have an ambivalent relationship with expression and sexual preference. I'm a mess. It's hard. It's so hard to love and be loved in my condition, but fuck that. I'm creating my own happiness. Yes.
Nice.
I love it. Yeah, love all the aspects in you because honestly, at the end of the day, you know, nobody's perfect, really. Sometimes we question ourselves. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we feel like we're not enough.
Yeah.
But you are. Okay. Yeah. And I always remember that one. This is a super short Instagram story of Michelle Visage, one of the what do you call that?
Contestants?
No. The not hosts, but judges. There you go. Okay. One of the judges in RPDR. And there was this one time she just randomly said, "Look, honey, if your parents or your family, they don't accept you for who you are, you have another set of family right over here." And I love that. And mm-hmm. I know that if she was being general, you know, but I guess that is true in any situation, right?
Yeah.
You would have like a family that you have access to mm-hmm. When your own family, when your blood relatives, they don't accept you. So hope you guys are having a great month and a great year. Oh my gosh, we are done halfway. With the first half of halfway, the year. Man. Wow.
Speaking of family, thank you to all the Lecce fans who responded, as well as the people who kind of were, you know, if you look at our Facebook group, a lot of people commented on these people who we just read out. And I really, mm-hmm. it's really nice to see, you know, people supporting each other, people greeting each other. Happy Pride, Mahal, love, blah, blah, blah. So,
you know, it's cool
that we have a little community like this.
Let me just share because I've been somewhat open about like being a bisexual maybe the past year to my friends. Uh-huh. You know, it's not that I was hiding it before, but it's more like I wasn't really actively saying it, or I was still a little bit, you know, on the fence. Like I didn't know what I want to feel. Mm-hmm. However, recently I came across this one idea, or, you know, somebody talked to me about it. They said that somehow within the community, there is still some sort of backlash or parang talks when you say that you're bisexual. Mm-hmm. They say that, you know, a lot of people ask you, you know, just pick one side, or you're still confused or whatever. It kind of made me question, parang, wait a minute, am I going to get hate for saying that? Mm. So in that sense, it's still an open conversation within, you know, me, my sexuality, and, you know, the community. Parang napa-question tuloy ako. But that's the thing. That's why I want to talk about it with a lot of other people.
Yes.
I feel like there will be more clarity in that. Wala lang, just to share that aspect of my life with you guys. Kasi parang when that person opened it up to me, I was like, what? Mm. Huh? Kaka-accept ko lang sa sarili ko ah. Wait lang ah. But yeah, I mean, this life, man.
Yeah,
pretty
man.
Interesting. So
True. Yeah, so that's it. Happy Pride Month to all the
Happy Pride,
fans
everybody.
Out there. Happy Pride 2021. Keep it going throughout the rest of your life.
Yes.
And we'll be back with Mix 26 next Monday. Go download NordVPN. Help us out. You know, we'll put the code and stuff below if you want to get that NordVPN going.
Yeah.
And,
also, don't forget. So if you're going to get the promo for NordVPN, like JC said, the link is on the description box, and use our code Halo, halo.
Yes. Okay. Email us, thehalalishow@gmail.com. You can reach out to us on our social media. It's The Halala Show everywhere except for Instagram.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, follow us on Spotify. And you know what? Give us this one time for the one time.
One time for the one time, baby.
Share this episode to a friend. Nice. Why not? Right? All right.
Thank you. Happy Pride Month, Rika G.
Happy Pride Month.
Okay, let's extra song. Halala Show, happy Pride.
Bye. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.